This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon, who represents the Sooner State's 5th Congressional District. She's also a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor of Oklahoma in the 2010 campaign. She's in the Sooner State right now as she's home for the congressional recess. And Congresswoman, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, you're welcome, Greg. It's always good to be with you.
Well, as some of our listeners know, and some of them may not know, it's actually a busier time than normal for you when you're on your recess. It's not a vacation. You're going all around the state and all around your district listening to the concerns and requests from your constituents. So many big issues have been considered this year and are still under consideration. We hear a lot about these town hall meetings with folks discussing energy, cap and trade, as well as, of course, the health care debate. What are you hearing from Oklahomans?
Well, I have actually had a lot of people calling my offices, both in Washington and Oklahoma, wanting to know when are my town hall meetings so they can come and see me because they want to come and visit, which I'm thrilled. And we're trying to get the message out as far as possible where I'm going to be so people can come and see me. But, you know, from what I'm seeing, there are a lot of crowds that are showing up in my state to visit with me. And they're concerned about everything, Greg. There's been so much going on since the first of the new administration, whether it's been dealing with the national economy and so many of the bailouts and the stimuluses and the spending programs, the automakers' troubles and their bailouts, the cash for clunkers, the cap and trade, to now the proposal to socialize our health care system. And people are very concerned about the deficit spending. They're concerned about possible tax increases. They're concerned about the cap and trade, or cap and tax, as we like to call it, the energy tax. And they're concerned about what will happen to their ability to be able to control their health care.
Why are they concerned? I know why you're concerned about this legislation. You've been on the show a few times in the past. But what have they said to you about what they think this legislation, if passed, will mean for their lives?
Well, I've met with all kinds of regular citizens. I've met with lots of doctors and hospitals and those that are small business owners. Small business owners are very concerned that they will have limited choices of choosing private insurance products that would be available for them to give their employees. They're concerned about the proposed 8% tax that will be put on the employers if they are not in a position to purchase health insurance. And some of the small business owners have told me that right now, if I can't afford health insurance and I have to pay an 8% tax, I will have to lay people off. And I can tell you specific companies, specific names, and how many people they tell me they'd have to lay off just to have that extra tax increase upon their business. And then I've had some small business owners tell me, I provide health insurance, but if there's going to be a public option and it's going to be 8%, then I'll drop my private insurance and I'll move to the government program because it's going to be a little bit cheaper, and why not let the government provide something free per se, a little cheaper, not free, but a little bit cheaper for my employees. And so it just proves that they're trying to move us towards a single-payer system in the nation. And then I hear from individuals who say that are self-employed that if they have to pay a 2% tax to participate in insurance because they can't afford to buy their own insurance, that's going to hurt their budgets. And then, of course, from just the citizens that are very concerned about having limited choices and whether America is trying to move towards a government-run socialized medical system is very concerning to them. They don't want rationed health care. They don't want a bureaucrat between the patient and the doctor. They're concerned about the private insurance industry drying up. They're concerned about the quality of care. And, you know, they just believe in free market-based health care reform principles and know there are other ways that we can work on lowering our costs, creating better access to care, and providing more products out there that will help individuals get coverage.
Congresswoman, given what you just told us and what you've seen and heard and the passion with which your constituents have expressed to you on all these issues, what do you make of the White House saying this anger that has been seen at town hall meetings is manufactured and that they want their supporters to send in any emails they consider fishy, which means critical of the health care plan?
I think it's a bunch of bunk, because I've talked to a lot of people, both Democrats and Republicans, and Democrats are coming up to me just as much as Republicans, that are very upset about the direction of this nation and what we're doing on moving towards taking 17% of our gross domestic product, which is our healthcare industry, and moving it towards a big government-run healthcare program. And by the way, not to mention the $1.6 trillion in cost over 10 years and the $816 billion in new tax increases to pay for it. People are upset. People are mad, no matter what political party that you're from. And, of course, I welcome all parties to come and see me, because I know what the response is going to be when we talk about health care reform. I'm concerned about an administration that would try to, in my opinion, gather information on citizens who don't support their program. It seems to me like it's a scare tactic on people, and I just think that's a scary proposition when you have an administration that says, report people who don't support my programs, and let's collect the data and know who those people are.
Mm. Congresswoman, I know there's a lot of this healthcare legislation that concerns you. One part in particular I know you're speaking out on is taxpayer-funded abortions. There are some on the Democratic side who say that's not in the bill, but I know there's been committee votes in both the House and Senate that have protected those provisions that would repeal the Hyde Amendment, which ended taxpayer-funded abortions about 30 years ago. Bring our listeners up to date on what exactly the bill calls for.
Well, as a matter of fact, Greg, there have been some votes in the Senate, and I think even in the House committee, that specifically tried to put in the Obama's health care plan that abortions would not be covered in a public plan and abortion coverage would not be mandated in the private insurance market, and even that doctors who object to providing abortions would not be required to provide abortions, and they have voted those amendments down in committee. So what does that tell you? That tells you that their intent is to have full reproductive care services, which President Obama has stated many times, and the way the language is written, it will not protect taxpayer-funded money from being used to provide taxpayer-funded abortion. And we know that if a federal health insurance benefits board is going to be set up that can tell private insurers what kind of insurance they have to offer, that it would even mandate possibly that private insurers had to provide funded abortions, and it would not give exemptions to doctors who have a conscientious objection to not performing abortions. So I have actually drafted a letter. I went around to some of our members in Congress and got signatures and sent it to President Obama, asking him to just tell us one way or the other. Let's get the truth on the table. If it's not true, then tell us. Come out in a press statement and tell us what your intent is on what will be covered in your language and reproductive care, and make it very clear to America.
Congresswoman, just about a minute left here, and shifting gears a little bit to the economy. On Friday, we saw that the economy shed another 250,000 jobs, 247,000 to be precise, although in asking of people in the survey that determines our unemployment rate, that actually went down to 9.4%. Your reaction?
Well, I'm very concerned about the job losses in America, and I just think that as long as we keep talking about taxing small businesses, moving more towards big government programs, continue with the bailouts of various industries and even takeover of industries, that the market is going to be jittery and that companies are going to be scared to invest money. And they're waiting to see what's going to happen in Congress, and unfortunately we're having some job losses, and it's a hard time for American families. It's a hard time for businesses, and I think that we're going down a wrong path as far as trying to encourage economic growth in our economy. We need to be curbing our spending. We need to be looking at ways to eliminate wasteful spending and controlling our budgets and encouraging investment in our economy, but yet we're not going down that path. And so I hope we can get this economy turned around quickly. We need to, but we need to have a shift in policy as far as the administration goes.
Real quickly, it may be too soon to tell, but at this point, which side do you think is going to win this health care fight?
Well, it's going to be hard to tell. I am glad that we have the month of August at the work recess period to have meetings so that everybody can hear how people really feel about health care. Let's listen to the voters, listen to the constituents, listen to businesses, And hopefully, my dream would be that we'd be able to find conservative blue dog Democrats and Republicans who would come together to enact free market health care reform principles and work together on behalf of the country to lower costs, create better access, maintain the quality care that we have, and find ways to improve our health care system without shifting to a government socialized medical system.
Congresswoman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for being good with your time with us today.
You're welcome, Grace. Always good to be with you.
Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon represents her state's 5th Congressional District, candidate for the Republican nomination for governor in her state in 2010. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.